your taxes hold the key.
Are you having difficulties filing your income tax by March 15? If you are, then we have great news for you. It is possible for you to file your income tax returns on Monday, March 17. Please note, however, that after Monday, there will be no further extensions. So you're encouraged to file your returns between today and Monday. Failure to meet the deadline will result in enforcement action, which may include but is not limited to interest on the amount owed, court action, or fines. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357, or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key. Get the facts.
The Registrar General's Department, RGD, has made adjustment to some of its fees. This new fee structure took effect on March 3. Stay with us to find out more. This is Get the Facts. Marketing and Planning Manager at the Registrar General's Department, Kimberlyn Williams, says the new fee structure will enable the agency to meet current operating costs and ensure its sustainability.
The RGD is only Type C executive agency, so it's solely funded from revenue intake. So at this time, a fee increase is absolutely critical to the agency's viability. And despite prudent financial management over the years, which includes cutting operating expenditure to unavoidable expenses only, the agency has still been experiencing significant challenges financing its operation. So a fee increase will sustain the organization and facilitate the improvement of service delivery.
Under the new fee structure, the cost of various services, including birth and death certificates, has been increased. The fee increase took effect on March 3.
The fees for a birth, marriage, adoption, or death certificate will be increased from $650 to $1,500. That's for one copy, and each additional copy will now cost $500.
While some of the fees have been increased, there are others that have not been changed.
Some of our services, the costs will not be increased. These include the cost for the registry wedding service and fees payable to the RGD by marriage officers and civil registrars.
Ms. Williams says the RGD will continue a number of programs to enable the less fortunate to access its services.
The RGD is very sensitive to the economic constraints facing all Jamaicans at this time, and the agency is committed to continuing several initiatives that facilitate access to its services by persons who fall in the less fortunate bracket, as well as the children. Currently, the agency offers free first birth certificates to all babies born and named at birth. And to date, the agency has issued over 280,000 free birth certificates. In addition, the agency will be continuing partnerships with several agencies that facilitate access to its services.
Marketing and Planning Manager at the Registrar General's Department, Kimberlyn Williams. For more information, visit the RGD's website at rgd.gov.jm or call them at 619-1260 or send them an email at information@rgd.gov.jm. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Get the Facts. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.